Hello and welcome to our fourth edition of the Strat of Talk Show. Today's guest is Ms. Campbell. Today we will be asking her a series of questions, and then whenever the class has any further questions, they can add.
Okay, so Ms. Campbell, where are you from?
I am from Germany, from the Frankfurt area, so not far from here. I went to school in Sprendling, actually. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in Rödermark, which is about like 10 kilometers south of here.
When did you decide to join the school or join education in general?
I've been at the school for a long time. I started working here 13 years ago. And it's actually a funny story how I came to know about the school, because I was working in England, and then I came back to Germany and I moved to Dreieich, and I joined the gym, the local gym here, and I saw Mr. Van Weyck and his son at the gym working out, and they were wearing like a Strothof t-shirt as part of the sports uniform back then. And then I did some Googling and I found the school, and since I just gotten back from England, I thought, oh, this sounds interesting, let's inquire. So I sent an email to the school. It was around Christmas time, just before Christmas time, I applied as a supply teacher because I was done with my bachelor's, I was still doing my master's, and so then I came to the school. And they said that there is a supply teacher role available. However, as a supply teacher, you know that the cover teacher is not needed all the time, right? Only when teachers are not there. But the headmaster at the time said that there is a job in the early years as an early years teaching assistant, which would be regular hours and not like we call you in the morning and then you come kind of situation. And so I started at the school in February 2012 as a early years teaching assistant. And then, I finished my degree, worked in the PYP first, but, you know, I'm a secondary school teacher, so then I moved into the secondary school, and now I'm here. So that's how it started.
So, were you studying in England education, or did you already have a teaching job there?
I had a teaching job there. I was working at a boarding school in a very small county, actually where Mr. Jackson is from. So that was quite funny as well, because Mr. Jackson comes from a little village in the middle of England, and I was working in the town next to where Mr. Jackson is from. And the boarding school is a little bit like the Harry Potter kind of vibe. They have different, the whole village is the entire school. So the arts facility is in one part of the village, the gym, and then there's the boarding houses right in between. So it's like in Harry Potter. And I think they filmed part of the Harry Potter series at the school and the school surroundings, because it's very rural. It's, you know, it's not much going on. So I was working there, and again, like, that's where I learned about the IB in that school as well, and that got me really interested in the IB. And then it just happened to be that right outside my doorstep that there was an IB school. So yeah, but I was working there at a school.
So when you came back to Germany, were you actively looking for jobs when you found the school, or did you already have a job that you quit to come here?
I was working at a primary school in Darmstadt, but again, like, being in England, like working away from Germany and also the IB system, I was really interested in continuing to work in IB schools. So I wasn't really looking, because I was working at that school in Darmstadt, but I was interested. And then it just, like, sometimes things lead to each other, and even if you don't plan for this, so that, I guess that was one of those situations.
Did your previous IB schools have any, have the ATL skills, or was that a new concept when you came here?
They did have ATL skills, and also surprisingly, enough, like, there was a lot of, in boarding schools, right, they do have boarding houses, and each student is part of a house, like, similar to our school, where we have, like, the firehouse, the earth house, so that's where this is coming from, actually, as a concept, and they did a lot of competitions and, like, events between the houses, and so that was very cool to start that here in the school as well, to have every student in the house. And they also did the Duke of Edinburgh Award, like the international award, because that's, that comes from England, right? A lot of English schools do that. So that was really cool to know about this beforehand, and then to have that here in the school and to help, like, setting it up in the school. But yeah, the ATL skills, those were also really important in the previous school.
So in your previous schools, you mentioned that you also had the house contests, which I remember used to be a very common thing here, like the cross-country runs, the all the, like, art competitions that we had. Would you like to add more to the school again?
I think that's, like, COVID was really difficult for the house systems, and then again, like, I think competitions in general are really, really important for schools and for students. And also the student council has tried to bring back the houses a few times. I think with the house system, the problem is that it's, everybody has to be engaged and everybody has to be involved. It has to be the students, it has to be the teachers, you know, like, competitions have to be organized. And, like, personally, I would love to bring the house system back, because I think there was a lot of fun with the talent shows we had, and with also, like, the positive element about the houses was that everybody in the school, in the kindergarten, in the primary school, in the secondary school, they are all in the same house, right? So that you got to do a lot of stuff in between the schools, and that, like, the students got to know each other also from the younger grades. So I would love to bring that back. And I think we tried a little bit, and we're always trying a little bit, but I think, like, hopefully also with the help of the student council and with your help as students, it would be great to bring that back. Because again, like, it's in, like, in addition to your class that you have and you spend time together, you also get to spend some time and do some projects with students from different year groups.
So what house are you in personally? Do you have a house?
Yes, I am in Firehouse. And funnily enough, earlier when we had the house competitions, Firehouse was quite good. So we often won the house competitions.
And I remember water was always second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but, you know, are you, would you be interested in bringing the house system back as students?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we can generate some ideas. Maybe also you as a class, you can help spearhead that we get that up and running. Mm. With Mr. Kofi. Yeah.
So, if you could switch places with any staff member in this school for a full day, like, or for a week, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think I would like to switch places. I think I would, the thing is, you know, like, I'm lucky that I've been in all parts of the mm-hmm. school, so I kind of have an idea of how it is to teach in the PYP or the earliest, or, you know, like, the DP. I think I would switch with Mr. Seidel, you know, just to see the school from a different perspective, and, you know, like, to usually, like, you know, like, I help fix more on the theoretical side of things. Sometimes it would be nice to practically help fix stuff, because that's what I like to do. I like to fix things. And yeah, therefore, like I would take Mr. Seidel's job, the housemeister, and look at the school from a very different perspective.
So if you could teach any subject that you wanted, not including the ones that you teach right now, which ones would it be?
If you had asked me that question like half a year ago, I would have said TOK. I always wanted to teach TOK, Theory of Knowledge, because I think it's a very interesting subject to teach, and it kind of brings all of the subjects together. So this year I actually get to teach Theory of Knowledge, which is pretty cool, and I really enjoy it. It's a really nice subject. It's really something to look forward to when you come to DP. I think what I would like to teach next, if I ever get the opportunity, I would love to teach math. Like MYP, up to MYP3 math, I think would be really cool to teach, because I learned to love math as an adult. I really didn't like math at school. I wasn't very good in maths, but I think explaining math and like having the opportunity to learn about math once you have learned about math in school, if that makes sense, was really interesting. So I would love to teach math.
Yeah, so back to the ATL skill section.
Mm-hmm.
When you come to work every day, what ATL skill do you think that your job resonates with the most?
I think it's a very good question again. I think one of the ATL skills that I have to be really training myself in or be really mindful of is collaboration, because I get to work with everybody in the school every day, with you, with your teachers, and it's really important that you collaborate well, that you listen to each other, that you divide tasks properly, that you reflect on your learning, that you work with other people. So collaboration is really important. And then I think maybe time management is important as well, even though sometimes I'm not so good at time management. Sometimes it takes me longer to do things than I plan for it, because I have to collaborate so much. So sometimes, you know, like the time gets interrupted, and then, so yeah, like I think time management and collaboration are probably the most important ATL skills for me in my job.
And what ATL skills do you think that you apply to the most personally, like as a person, not including the school?
I think the affective skills as an ATL cluster, because I like to engage with other people. I like to understand how people are feeling and how I can support them. I also have to manage my own emotions very well, right? I mean, like, you know, sometimes you can tell if I haven't had a coffee in the morning that I can be a bit grumpy, but obviously I have to be aware of that. And I think, yeah, the affective skills are the most important for me personally.
Yeah, and what's your general opinion on how ATL skills are taught to everybody in MYP? And would you bring it down to PYP, who have the principles of learning, or what they're called? Would you?
I think part of the IB education is that there are some things that you will find in every IB program, the ATLs being one of those elements. And you said, like, in the PYP, they have the same skill categories. They are not, as you said, they're called learning principles now, but in principle they are the same. They are just a little bit different in the sense that they are written out or articulated that the PYP kids understand them. Then you have the MYP, which is the middle of the programs, right, where the ATLs are again in the same categories, but they are a little bit more advanced because you are older and you can do things differently and you can reflect on things differently. And then in the DP, you have to use the ATL skills as well. And the ATL skills, and that's why you rightfully asked me about my relation as an adult or as somebody who's working with the ATL skills, will never stop. Those are the things when we talk about lifelong learning, right? Those are the categories of human interaction in your job, with your family, with later when you have kids, with your kids. Those are the skills that you need regardless of where you are and how old you are. So the approaches to learning, as you know, like, you will always learn. I learn every day. And so the ATL skills are important until the end.
Yeah, so now I would like to ask the class whether or not they have any additional questions for Ms. Campbell. Forrest?
Why do you think it's good idea to that teachers every year swap the subject they teach the student, because they can improve by one subject?
I think sometimes some teachers want to swap the subject or the year group, right? Because they would like to stay with the class, so if the class moves on, they want to move on with them. Sometimes they don't want to do this because, again, like as you said, they want to refine their skills with the year group. So what I'm trying to do is I have to see, okay, these are the classes, those are the teachers they need. Where do these teachers come from? Who can teach that subject? So this is one aspect. But then I also want to, you know, like, value what the teachers want. If they want to continue with that year group, then I would like them to continue. If that's not the case, then, you know, like, it's a give and take. It's not a very, like, direct answer. It depends. But of course, like, I want you to have good teachers teaching you.
Any other questions? Annika?
What's important when going through the IB system as a student to, like, learn and, like, grow during the process?
I think it's important that you collaborate with the teachers. So the teachers are the ones who know their subjects, and especially in the DP, they know how the exams look like. They know how to prepare you for the exams. And I think it's really important as a student that you collaborate, that you work together with the teachers, and that you ask questions, that you are being proactive, so that you're trying to, you know, like, plan ahead what could be difficult for you, how can this be difficult, what questions do you have, and that you work together also with your classmates, because the students who are the most successful in the DP as well are the ones who as a class work together and who help each other, who all take it equally seriously, and who benefit from each other as a class.
So, any more questions? Yeah, where's the rest?
One more question. In DP, to do exams, you have to know three languages. That's why we're studying them. What if a person know already one language, home language,
mm-hmm.
and why do he have to then study a fourth language, like, to do IB?
I think with the IB it's a bit different because it depends on what you want to do after school. If you want to work with languages as your job and you want to study languages at university, then you want to take as many languages as you can. If you want to become an engineer or you want to study medicine, then the sciences are more important. So you have to know before you go to the DP what you would like to study, and that's how you choose your subject. Okay, and then there's possibilities if you have a home language that you want to study, then you can do that and you can study that, you know, like, you can study your language as a home language, and then you don't have to study another language or, like, only one more languages. So it really depends. The IB is, it depends on what you want to study afterwards. Yeah.
But if there is no this teacher from your language, like,
if there's not the teacher from your language on staff, which happens a lot because we have kids from everywhere, right, then you can do that with a teacher that is not part of the school that can teach you in that language. So that's a possibility as well. So in the IB you can also study your language as a literature course, even if they don't have the teacher on staff, but that can be somebody external as well. So, yes, you can study your own language. Yeah.
Do you think it's important, like, as students to also participate in after-school activities?
I think it's really important. I think if you want to be a successful student, or, you know, like, if you want to be a good person, a good human being, then you have to do things that are outside of the curriculum, because you learn so much in the extracurriculars, or you learn so much now doing this. I mean, this is such a big task, right? To interview other people, to learn from them, to write the question, to listen to that. That's not part of your curriculum, right? You're doing this in care. And I think care class is also a place where you learn so many different things that are not really linked to one specific subject, but, you know, they kind of combine different subjects. But you write the questions, you write the talk up later on, or you write a blurb about it or something, or, you know, like, you learn about questioning techniques. So that's all related to maybe language, but then at the same time, that's also like a job, and you do this during care, and then it's interesting. So you have to find out things you want to do, and ideally you do something that helps other people or that makes the community better, and I think that's sometimes more important than the subjects, because you apply it, right? You take what you learn and you do something with it. That's really important. And I think the after school activities, or also like the services action and the care, those are opportunities and times where you can take what you learn and take that outside of the classroom.
I still have a question that Mr. Kofi should suggest it.
Okay.
How Libby is doing and when she's gonna come back.
Oh yeah.
Because we all love Libby so much.
So I don't know if you knew that Libby wasn't doing so well before the holidays. She got like an injection, and the injection needle got stuck in her leg, which was very painful for her and also very difficult for me to see how she was suffering there. And so, like, I had to kind of make sure that she is okay, and I also didn't really know how things would develop with her. But she will come back to school, and most likely she will come back next week, and she'll come back on Wednesdays again. So she's also very excited to come back and to come back to school and be with you again. And Mr. Kofi, maybe he can take her for a little walk, and maybe you can, you know. Yeah, Libby really likes Mr. Kofi.
Do you guys have any further questions, Forrest?
Okay, last question. How do you think, what was the biggest mistake what you have done in school, like, or rule?
Wow, okay. Biggest mistake. I think I make a lot of mistakes. Maybe not massive big mistakes, but I think making mistakes in general is not so bad, because you learn from your mistakes. And I think I think it's important for you to see as well that the teachers and that myself, like, that we make mistakes, and then we reflect about it, and then we learn from mistakes. So I think I make mistakes all the time, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. And I think even if the mistake is big, as long as you reflect about it and you can learn something from it, and you know next time something like that happens, you do it differently and you do it maybe better, then making mistakes is a good thing. So I could tell you a lot of little mistakes that I've made and that I've learned from, and I think that's really important for you as well, as lifelong learners and ATL skills, right? That you make mistakes, you reflect, and when you come to a situation similar like that, that you do it differently. That's really important. Anybody else? It's really fun to be on your podcast, by the way, and your questions are excellent, and I think it's a great thing that you decided to do that as a class. And I've talked to some people who have been on your podcast already, and they all enjoyed it very much, and so do I. So thank you.
Yeah. That's all for today. Please join us next time for our podcast. That will be in the next couple of weeks. And thank you, Ms. Campbell, for being here today.
Welcome.
And everyone else, have a wonderful day.